arriving into meditation practice. Sometimes it feels like I'm on a long drive, like I'm driving to LA, and it's just driving, endless driving, staying a little bit alert to drive. And at some point we stop at a rest stop, and I get out of the car and it's like my body's still just roaring or humming or sleep driving through space. And there's kind of a buzz and an ache and it takes a little bit to stop, to arrive in the rest area. And usually I run around in circles and jump up and down a little bit. So here it's like from the busyness, the swirl of the day or the week or the month, we land in this strange, simple practice of just sitting still. As we sit still, as we take this simple, sometimes easy, sometimes difficult gesture of not moving the body much, we might feel the energy, the hum of busyness. Maybe as thought spinning in its circles. Maybe as waves of feeling moving through as we process the relationships and the stories happening in our life right now. You might feel it just as a hum or a buzz or a pressure in the body. And whether we feel that momentum, a little or a lot, the first moments of sitting, invite that momentum to subside on its own. After a few moments, often a little deeper breath arises, like a little sigh or a yawn. And the muscles soften a little. At its heart, many forms of meditation contain two basic instructions. One is to rest more deeply, to quiet the spinning mind, to settle the restless or grieving or broken heart, to calm the body, to be able to settle more deeply into stillness, into your seat. All of these are restful or tranquility instructions. Settle. It's like we say to the body, just settle. Can you settle here? And often it's useful to start with those coming from the hum of regular life. Taking a deep breath and really feeling the out-breath. On the out-breath, feeling the shoulders drop, inviting the shoulders to drop back and down without pushing, just letting go. Maybe they drop, maybe they don't. Letting go around the eyes and the mouth. Through the belly, softening the belly, we can, just through letting go. All of this, the invitation to rest. The second instruction that many forms of meditation include, layered into the resting, is a brightening or uplift of the quality of clear awareness, paying attention. We rest, but with the rest, there's the encouragement to see clearly what's happening. And we do this by practicing focus, steadiness of attention. And a basic way to practice this is to feel your breath coming and going. To notice how easy it is, how strong the tendency is for the mind to wander away, to wander into habitual thought. When we come back to the breath and begin to give it more care, more attention. Feeling a full in-breath and a full out-breath without letting the mind wander away. Like you're so in love with the breath that you don't want to miss a moment. The mind focuses naturally when we care about something. Giving your attention to the breathing, feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. And then another in-breath and out-breath. See if you can string two full breaths together without the mind wandering at all. And you begin to feel this quality of focus or steady attention. These two qualities balance each other. If there's too much focus, we stop being relaxed and restful. If there's too much relaxing and rest, mind and attention can get fuzzy and wander away. So we'll play for a few minutes with both deeply relaxing and allowing the mind to gather and focus with the breath. Sense for yourself whether it feels more right to lean into one or the other. It's a play to bring them to balance, to increase both without losing either one. So we have deep rest and deep focus at the same time. We'll play with that. Almost immediately, we notice that the habits of wandering thought, anxious thought, repetitive loops of story based in the processing or churning of the events of our lives in different ways. This process has so much momentum and has value to it, but can also be destabilizing, can prevent both focus and rest. And so we begin to practice begin to practice seeing those tendencies, seeing those habits of mind without judgment, without critique, really. Just seeing them, seeing this is a loop that I often get caught in. Oh, here's something I think about a lot. And behind the thought is always a thread of story or feeling. Oh, this is the feeling of something that I want or something that I fear. This is the story of myself in different ways. And our basic practice with thought is to see it clearly whenever we can, to feel the underlying pull, the big energy behind whatever the thought is, the energy of desire or fear or confusion often, analysis, judgment. Figuring out. And just as practice in the formal meditation space, we practice letting it go. There's other moments in our life where those are valuable reflections. It's what we want to do, to think clearly. Just as when we're driving, we want to stay alert to cars and lights and the whole process. But when we stop, we can let that go for a moment. Let the body relax as much as it can. And we give the attention to the present, to a simple tracking of what's happening here and now. This breath, sensation in the body, thought arises, recognizing it, feeling beneath it. And the feeling brings me back to the body, and the body back to the breath, and the breath back to the present, and begin again. And we'll sit in silence together.